Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to part 4 from our excerpts, Mumbai to Mecca. This is part of our Safarnama or Hajj Rihla feature. And the author is the Bulgarian-German writer Ilya Troyanov, who did the Hajj in 2003. The reading today is where he describes some of the pilgrims. He writes, "Whenever I felt a painful dig in my back, I knew that Nigeria was behind me. 'Take it easy, man,' I said to the giant from Kano, whose upper body was scarcely covered by the 2-meter-long ihram cloth. 'Many, many people,' he grumbled in annoyance. 'If you go slow, there will be no go slow,' I said, punning on the Nigerian name for a traffic jam, whereupon the giant guffawed with laughter before giving me another shove that sent me flying into an Arab lady who from within the depths of her burqa shouted, 'Shway, shway,' another expression for the commandment relevant at the time, 'Go with care.' I was reminded of the taxi driver in Nigeria who had stepped on the gas after I begged him not to race at 140 kilometers on the highway from Kaduna to Onitsha. It was fascinating to watch the different behavior of various pilgrims in Mecca. There was such a variety that you might have supposed that these people had nothing in common other than the 2 pieces of white cloth that they wore. Even the way they wore these differentiated them from one another. The Africans managed to look relaxed even in their ihram thanks to their athletic build, their way of walking, coupled with the fact that they used the upper cloth as a scarf sometimes, draping it around their necks with an almost dandy air. The Afghans benefited from laying aside the intimidating robes. Now, their regular features and bright eyes were shown to advantage. The moment they pulled on their local garments, their proud bearing returned. They stood up taller, feet wide apart, 2 heads higher thanks to their turbans. They kissed and embraced one another in elaborate rituals, an expression of a concoction that went beyond Islam. In absolute contrast to the Afghans were the Indonesians, the largest Muslim population in the world and perhaps the friendliest judging by their openness on the Hajj. Whether from Java or Sumatra, the Indonesians were reserved, gentle, and they were discreet. They were soft-spoken and even their diminutive height seemed part of their good manners. They never blocked one's view. They acted in an exemplary manner of the Prophet ﷺ and as he would have wished. He then goes on to write about one of the things that he remembers, one of the encounters he remembers, and he says, "One of the many brief encounters on my Hajj, the one that made the deepest impression, happened on the first Friday prayer. Standing to my right was an elderly man with a bushy mustache who was carrying a travel bag with the word Iraq on it. There was nothing about him to suggest that he enjoyed any privileges in life. His feet spoke of life's tough experiences. His hands and his feet were rough. He was wearing plain trousers and the material of his shirt was far too thick for the heat. We greeted one another and then we turned to our prayers. He devoured every word of the 2 richly formulated sermons that trickled through the loudspeakers onto us like honey. When we had whispered, 'Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah,' over our shoulders, right and left, I saw that he was weeping. We embraced, as is customary in many countries after the Friday prayer, and looked at one another. I tried to smile. He turned away. My right shoulder was damp, and the greeting of peace held no promise. A few weeks later, the first bombs fell on his country." This has been an excerpt from Mumbai to Mecca by Ilya Troyanov. Join us next week, inshallah, when we continue with part 5.